Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. Saturday morning over the weekend, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a reported structure fire at 332 Cooper Street in Eureka. The first arriving engine found moderate smoke coming from the attic in the front of the two-story residence. Firefighters established a water supply, ventilated the structure through the roof, removing the smoke, and turned off utilities while searching the house to check for any trapped occupants. However, nobody was home. The fire was confined and controlled in 30 minutes. $25,000 in damage. It appears the fire was caused by a malfunctioning power strip. Humboldt Bay Fire would like to remind everyone to have working smoke detectors inside homes and ensure that the batteries are replaced twice a year. Fortuna Police conducted a DUI driver's license checkpoint on Saturday in the 1300 block of Main Street. Over 250 drivers were contacted and screened. One driver was given a field sobriety test, arrested for driving on a suspended license, and one vehicle was towed. Funding for the operation was provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. And Friday morning, Arcata Police were dispatched to the Jacoby Creek School on reports that a male subject had entered the school grounds and was trying to lure children into the bushes by saying he needed help. Officers searched the area upon arrival. They were unable to locate the man. At about 11 a.m., officers were dispatched back to the scene on reports that the man had returned to the school grounds and was last seen jumping over a fence. Jacoby Creek School students and staff described the man as a white male adult in his early 30s, clean-shaven with short brown buzz-cut hair, brown eyes, stood about 5'10", 160 pounds, with a long face. He was further described as wearing a black t-shirt under an olive-green windbreaker and dark blue jeans. Anyone with information on the identity or whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Arcata Police Department. Today, the City of Eureka's successor agency, Oversight Board, the group that will oversee former city redevelopment projects, will meet in Room 207 at City Hall at 5:30 p.m. The Oversight Board will appoint a chair and vice chair. They'll review the statutory purpose and then review agenda items for recognized obligation payments that the city owes on former redevelopment contracts. The board will also consider a proposal to transfer housing properties and assets from the former agency to the city as the acting successor. The Arcata Chapter of Future Farmers of America has donated care packages containing soap, shampoo, and other personal hygiene products to the DA's Office Victim Witness Program. The community service project was heartily welcomed by Victim Witness Program Coordinator Joyce Moser, who said in a statement that, "Our program reaches many of the most vulnerable populations in our community, including victims of child and physical abuse. For safety reasons, many families are forced to flee their homes with only the clothing on their backs. The donation of a personal care item will be tremendous help to many." More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Here's reporter Dan Squire with a look at our community.
And now for our community news. With the news that those who were on long-term employment lost federal unemployment benefits at the end of last week, we continue to take a look at living standards on the North Coast. Unemployment in Humboldt County stands at just over 11%, and it's nearly identical to Mendocino County, again, just over 11%. In Curry County, Oregon, however, the unemployment rate is almost 13%, and it's no accident that rural counties have been hit hard by economic turmoil. Oregonians have been hit with the same loss of unemployment benefits that California has, and that money taken out of local economies means fewer sales tax dollars as consumers have less to spend. The average yearly salary on the North Coast stands at about $40,000 per year compared to a California average of more than $60,000. In Oregon, the median income is just under $50,000 per year. With fewer jobs and lower average incomes, North Coast residents, on average, have less to spend than their neighbors in other parts of both states. And that's our community news.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.